Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Monday, March 27th. Spring break is nearly here. I don't know when spring break is for you and your kids, but out here in LA, it is next week. Obviously, this week has to be a really good one because your boy will be sparse next week as I get a much needed breather. Yes, I know we got one right after the football season, but another one's coming up. When the kids are on spring break, we sure as hell are not sitting around doing nothing. I need to get out of Dodge. And we're going to be going out on a high note next week. Rob and I always go back and forth on how much you guys care about, like, internal stuff. But, you know, from a sports weekend perspective, like, there was really nothing that I saw in the NFL. No major free agent moves, no Lamar Jackson. I'm sure they're saving that for later on a Monday morning, you know, to start the week strong. No need to bury it on a Friday, Saturday when the NCAA tournament was rolling. NBA had some good stuff. I'm going to get to Kyrie Irving versus Luka or Luka versus Jason Kidd. Or Kyrie Irving versus the world. But yes, I'm going to take some shots at Kyrie Irving again because anywhere he goes, fails. LeBron returned. A little skirmish with Patrick Beverley. More words than anything. Patrick Beverley is just such a gnat. He's so annoying. But I have to obviously start with the most important. You guys know I've been hyping coaching your kids. And I coached my daughter in fourth grade and, you know, in the playoffs, there was only four teams. So everybody makes the playoffs. So we won the semifinals and then we get to the finals on Saturday night. And I'm not going to lie. I was nervous. We played a team that we lost to last time. They have a club player. She's talented and very physical and aggressive. And I was nervous because we were missing our two most aggressive girls. We're in an area out here in LA where people travel on weekends. People going skiing. A couple of dads who listen to this podcast are like, hey, Jay, we're not going to be available for the championship. We're going skiing. I was like, I'm looking at him like, really? Championship weekend? Okay, I see you. I'll remember that for the draft next year. Just kidding. And so we go into the game and we had this awesome defensive game plan. Folks, it was not my Picasso, but it was Picasso-like. And me and my assistant coach, we're buddies and we talked about strategy. And we had an incredible walkthrough. Not really a practice, but like a walkthrough the day before. Yes, fourth grade girls doing a walkthrough. And we set up plays and defense and we, you know, it was awesome. And we blew them out 22-7. It was just such a good performance. Our defensive wizard, who had never really played that much basketball, but she's into it, and I know she's aggressive. So I said, you're just going to follow this girl around. Get in her jersey, literally. If she goes over the sideline, if she bend over, you just go right with her. You don't have to talk to her. You don't have to get in her face. Just follow her anywhere she goes. And the club player didn't score a basket. It was masterful. So I was just so happy. So I got that out of the way, and I was like, all right. So my son had a semifinal game. It was basically the two best players in our area squared off. We had one and they had one, and it was such a heated game. There was actually like a crowd for this. I know it's only sixth grade, Rob, and don't laugh. But, I mean, it was held at like a proper gym with stands and stuff. And, you know, I don't know, maybe 75 people? 100? I don't know. Maybe there was some people for the next game that came a little early. And there was a bunch of kids from my son's school who came to show up, sixth graders, because they knew that like the two of the best players were playing. It was a great game. We won by like 9. And then we got to the championship. And I'm playing my buddy, who's the commissioner of the league, you know. And it was an awesome game. I mean, it was an ugly game, but an awesome result. We won by 2. They had no big guy. He was out of town for the weekend. Again, you know, these parents, I draft kids, and I know some parents are listening in our area, who I know are going to be committed. We had by far the best turnout for practice. We had the best, I mean, games, we almost had full support. Like, when you're drafting, dads out there, make sure you've asked your kids, like, hey, who's locked in? Who really cares? Are the parents committed? Because if the parents aren't going to bring the kid to practice, you know, are the parents going to bring the kid to games? And anyways, it was fun to walk away with 2 titles. And if that wasn't enough, our men's league team were hunting that number 1 seed for the playoffs. We dropped 101 in our best ever total against the last place team, but we were just jacking threes. And yes, I'll be posting videos later in the week. But from a basketball's perspective, I thought I had a great weekend. The NCAA tournament, I did not think was great. Now, Rob, I'm going to be totally honest with you. Because of all this coaching, and my daughter had a soccer game, my 2 soccer games, my son had one, like my son had volleyball, like I'm everywhere. For the first time in the tournament, I had to DVR all 4 games. Now, I do have a phone, and of course, I have a phone, but I'm watching some of the games while I'm at my kids' games, and because I can't, you know, you can't, you're getting texts, you go anywhere on the internet, you see the score, you can't open social media, you try hard not to look, but Rob, I DVR'd them while also watching, and I was woefully disappointed in all 4 games Saturday and Sunday. Like, yes, Kansas State had some drama, but it ended up with FAU winning. Like, sorry, I don't want to see FAU in the Final 4. The late game with Gonzaga sucked because the refs, and they became a story this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, the refs gave Drew Timmy his 4th foul with 17 minutes left. UConn just blows it open. It's like, all right. So I'm watching on the DVR. Of course, I'm getting texts, and they're saying UConn blowout. I'm like, no way. What? How? I see Drew Timmy, 4th foul, and then next thing you know, 10-0 run, and it's over. Game over. UConn just stomped them. And then, you know, the Sunday games, Rob, just sucked. The referees robbed us. Creighton, San Diego State should have gone overtime. Now, obviously, I was pot committed to Creighton with futures in the region, Creighton Final 4, and they call a foul with 1 second left on a guy leaner in the lane. Like, was there contact? Of course. Is there contact on every shot? Of course. Like, you could call that a lot. It's like holding in the NFL. Are you calling holding on 4th down at the goal line with 5 seconds left? Probably not. Let them play. Let the players decide. And if that wasn't bad enough, Texas is playing an incredible game. Incredible against Miami. Texas is starting to pull away. They're up by 13. They're making... This was a high-energy game. The alley-oops, the energy, the excitement. You could feel Texas, hey, they're going to the Final 4. I love this Texas story. And Rob, out of the blue, the refs decided we're going to call everything under the sun. Miami lives at the foul line. They attempt 32 freaking free throws. And they make all their free throws and they pull away. And like it just felt like a travesty and what has been an incredible NCAA tournament. The 4 games Saturday and Sunday, I thought, were an abomination. Miami, of course, when you shoot 28 of 32 from the foul line, you're not going to lose many games. This is how strange of a game it was. They attempted 8 3-pointers. Nigel, what's his name? Pac-Man, they call him. He made 7 threes against Houston on Friday. The team attempted 8. Why is that? Because of all the fouls inside. It was just like not pretty basketball. for the final, like, I don't know, like 7 minutes. Now, Rob, maybe I'm in the minority and people are going to say stop blaming the refs, but I don't know. What do you think you saw in the NCAA tournament?
I mean, it's okay to blame the refs, even if, let me just say this, I'm claiming the San Diego State victory as the victory for the home team because coming out of high school, I was supposed to go to San Diego State, and then there was a fluky thing with the, I was going to go with a buddy, we're going to live together, dorm together. I got in, something happened with his SATs where he didn't get in, and then I got scared, I didn't want to go by myself, so I ended up staying and going to Long Beach instead.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so that could have been my alma mater, so therefore I'm claiming this one as one for the home team.
Wait, what did your parents say when you said you were going to go to San Diego State, you got in, and then you said, I'm scared to go without a friend?
My mom loved it, to be honest with you, because she's staying home, so she loved it, you know, but that is true. I was too much of a B word to go out on my own and live on campus, so...
I got that's a shocking development. You learn something new about people every day. That's a fun fact I did not know about Rob G. Can I drop a fun fact?
Absolutely.
This is probably embarrassing, but I am a huge fan of Panda Express. Do you like that?
Yeah, Panda Express is good.
I think it's fantastic. I'm such a fan. It's just like not great food, obviously, but I think it is extremely delicious. I'm sure it's unhealthy as hell. But I think it's excellent. Anyways, let's move on from the NCAA tournament. By the way, last year, if memory serves, we had a Duke UNC Final Four. And then who was the other game?
It was Kansas. And I want to say it was all Blue Bloods last year, wasn't it?
It might have been. I think Kansas. Villanova? That's right. Villanova had the injury. And then Kansas whooped him pretty handily.
Yes, correct. So 3 of 4 Blue Bloods, correct.
And now we go to this year. I mean, here's a thing. Go up to one of your, text one of your buddies, hey, who you got in the Final Four? Just who you got in the Final Four? And they're going to have to sit there and be like, wait a minute, who is Florida Atlantic playing? And then it's like, oh, wait, is it San Diego State, Florida Atlantic?
To be honest, I have no idea. I have to look this up right now because I know who the four teams are, but the way that my bracket has been busted now for 72 hours, so I haven't really been looking at it, but it is Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami, and UConn.
Rob.
So, yeah.
Now, listen.
I guess you got two kind of brand names on one side of the bracket.
What are they?
UConn and Miami? The U and UConn, yeah.
I mean, listen. I like to base it on storylines. Give me the storylines for the Final Four. What's number one? There are no Blue Bloods, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So, there are no Blue Bloods. What's number two? I don't even know what number two is.
I got to tell you. I mean, I don't know. This might be premature to say. We can get into it later in the week as the week goes on. But I think this is a horrible development.
It's terrible.
College basketball.
It's not. Listen, I love college hoops. I'll watch the games. But it's definitely not like if my wife is like, hey, Saturday, we got to go to a dinner. Normally, I'd be like, Final Four Saturday? Are you kidding? No way. But now it's like.
Yeah, I'll record it. I'll watch it later.
I might freaking go. Here's a funny one. Oh, my gosh. Somebody literally just texted me this morning. This is how crazy are one of the brackets I'm in, bracket challenges. So there's 15 guys in the bracket. I think it's like 150 a pop, whatever it is. If you look at the scoring, I'm in first by 1 point. But are you ready for this? There's two guys tied at 55. I have 56. Rob, nobody has anyone. Nobody can get any points in the Final Four. Nobody has any of these teams. One guy surged to third on the UConn getting to the Final Four, but it wasn't enough. He loses to me by 1 point. So the bracket contest is over with the Final Four still there. Like nothing's hanging in the balance. Rob, that is freaking insane. I think that speaks to how kind of garbage this Final Four is. Brackets, you need to even mention the Calcutta. That's toast. I don't know. Like, it's just a tough sell. Like, if you said to your wife, Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, UConn, Miami of Florida, what am I talking about? I mean, geographically?
Right.
San Diego State, finally a team west of the Rockies, is in the Final Four. Hooray. But, I mean, if you've watched any San Diego State, I know you're an Aztec guy, Rob, claiming them. Dude,
that's right.
They are a brutal watch.
They've been a brutal watch for years.
And here's another funny aspect. So I'm in that player pool, right? Where you get points for players. And of course, this guy runs out to a huge lead. He's looking amazing. There's only five people doing it. I think it was like $100 a person, whatever. The guy who's leading it, he leads by 17. He has zero players left. I have two players left and I'm down by 17. Two other guys have no players left. Like, this is, there's like so little interest. Like, I can't, listen, I watched FAU. I can't name without at least doing some prep anybody on FAU. I know their coach is Dusty May. Good story. Sounds like a wrestler, right? The legendary Dusty Rhodes. Like, San Diego State, I know them a little bit more. Miami, I know them a little bit. Texas. UConn, obviously, I know. I have the big kid on UConn, and I have Bradley of San Diego State. Can they score 18 friggin' points and give me the pot? I would hope so. But we shall see. All right, enough.
One more quickly. Before we move on. We were texting over the weekend. I was on a little bit of a vacation. I don't think I even told you that, but I was sitting in traffic at one of the lights. I'm driving to the beachfront resort that we were at, and you texted me, "Hey, can you send me a screen grab of my bracket from the Fox Sports Radio league? I forgot my login credentials. Can you just send it to me so I can see what my last eight picks are? Because I forgot." Sure, I sent it to you, and you immediately are like pissed off because you're like, these picks, no one's going to win anything. Like, I'm stuck. I went from being first. I'm probably falling off the face of the earth. This final four is so bad that with your picks, which you admittedly said that you hated them once I texted them to you, you said you were upset with what you had. You knew you were going to win. You're only in fourth. Even after having, you had one Elite Eight team left at that point.
Alabama, Memphis, Texas, and TCU.
Okay, but none of them won.
Texas had won, but that would have been bad for me in another contest. But nevertheless, that's.
But it's just like you were so upset about it in the text messages, and then you find out that the way this all played out, and you still only fell to fourth place. That's how bad
these games. Because I crushed the first two rounds, but you know, after that, it's just been crap. Like anybody who tells you they had this final four, I challenge you to show me anyone who had two of these four final four.
Nobody.
I mean, maybe if you're throwing darts at a dartboard and you landed on FAU, but like nobody had Miami. Drake should have beat them in the first round. I think Drake gave up like a 8-1 run to end the game or something. It was crazy. Drake had them beat in the first round. Miami should have been out. But that's...
Let's shit on the tournament one last time. Final four ticket prices last year. Year to year. This is exactly... I looked this up last night on Sunday, March 26th. So March 26th, 2022. The get-in price for a final four game was $311.
Because they thought way at the top. Cougars, right?
No, the Final Four. This was when this Final Four was set, and it was Duke, Carolina.
Oh, last year. Okay, I'm sorry.
Last year, right? $311. Last night at around 10 p.m. Eastern, the get-in price for the Final Four was $143. Down 54% year to year. And you know that price is only going to go down as we get closer.
Holy cow.
This is bad.
$154, is that like courtside? No, I'm kidding.
Might as well go see like a Houston Rockets game then at that point.
I mean, you know, at least the Houston Rockets are like dunking and moving the basketball.
Exactly.
And,
you know, fun stuff. At least you'll get some up and down action.
UConn looks good. Miami can be fun. Their guards are good. But I don't see how they have any chance at all of stopping the big guy, Sanogo. I hope I'm saying his name right, but I'm kind of over the tournament. This is crazy. Like, it was incredible, but I feel like it ended on Thursday. Friday, when Alabama and Houston went down, I was like, holy cow, this has gotten a little too dramatic.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Let's do a little NBA. I debated whether or not I would go LeBron's back, which is kind of interesting, or holy hell, what has become of my Dallas Mavericks? Quick reminder, I've been saying for the better part of 2 years that Luka Doncic is the best player in the NBA. I backed the Mavericks throughout the playoffs last year. I had them beating the Suns. They go to the conference finals. We knew they had no chance against the Warriors, but I love this team coming into this season, kind of flip-flopping around. They add Kyrie. I'm like, everybody hates it instantly. I'm like, you know what? I think it could work. Kyrie has some LeBron in him in that he is giving and he can also score whenever he wants to. And yes, that's real. I'm not just talking out of my ass. I think there is some similarity to LeBron and Luka. And Kyrie Irving worked really well with LeBron before Kyrie lost his mind. Listen, it makes sense that Luka and Kyrie has a chance. And it has been an abject failure as the Mavs continue to lose to the dregs of the league. They just got beat. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. They just got beat two straight by the tanking Charlotte Hornets. The tanking Charlotte Hornets, who start, as Rob G likes to say, former Laker Zvi Mykhailiuk, who is a Kansas sniper. Dennis Smith, who was drafted by the Mavs, and in a funny story, I don't want to give myself credit, but I kind of broke it about how deteriorating the relationship was between Dennis Smith and Rick Carlisle, thanks to an odd connection. They did not get along from the jump. Dennis Smith was the lottery pick. Rick Carlisle's like, get him away from me. Did not work. They start Gordon Hayward and PJ Washington, solid pros, and then the rookie out of Duke, who last year ago this time was in the Final Four, Mark Williams. He had 15 points and 16 boards Sunday. Hornets beat the Mavs. And this is where it gets interesting. Luka Doncic popping off about how unhappy he is. And it was like, ooh, spicy. Then he gets a technical in the game, which is his 16th. He is now suspended for a game. And you start to wonder, what changed? I'm trying to think, what changed for the Mavs last year conference finals? This year, they're currently out of the playoffs looking in, and Luka's suspension means this next game against the Pacers is kind of sort of massive today. It's on NBA TV, and maybe Kyrie's going to have to go off because you lose this, and with what? After this, there's like six games left in the season? Dallas Mavericks not making the playoffs? Oh, that's right. The big difference is that Kyrie Irving joined the show. Oh, Mark Cuban businessman who loves to roll the dice, right? That's what entrepreneurs do. Entrepreneurs love to take chances. He took a chance on Kyrie Irving, knowing full well that Kyrie Irving, after hitting the game-winning shot to beat the Warriors in the finals in 2016, he decided he was bigger than LeBron and he needed to get away from LeBron, and he forced his way out of Cleveland. Because who wants to play with LeBron James? I mean, you know, just orchestrated a 3-1 comeback against the Warriors, the 73-win Warriors, but yeah, who needs LeBron? You know, he won two titles with the Heat. Yeah, who needs that guy? I'm doing my own thing. Goes to Boston. Boston has a nice young core. Tatum and Brown are on the come up. They had that Isaiah Thomas moment where he was an all-NBA player for like 5 minutes. Kyrie's like, oh, I like this. And he keeps getting hurt in the playoffs. Doesn't sit on the bench for game 7. Get me the hell out of town. I don't want to be with Brad Stevens. No, I don't want this. Celtics? Nah, I got to get out of here. I'm going to go do my own thing in Brooklyn. What happens in Brooklyn? Well, he drags Kevin Durant there. He gets the first coach fired because he wouldn't start his buddy, DeAndre Jordan. They get Steve Nash, which he didn't authorize. I've told you guys the story many times of how him and Steve Nash just, he did not like Nash at all, did not respect him. Why do we need a coach? You know, we could be coaches out there. Brooklyn is an absolute failure. They even bring in James Harden. Yes, James Harden. James Harden sees Kyrie burning sage in the locker room. James Harden, what is, get me the hell out of here. The Ben Simmons experiment, total. I mean, I forgot. I don't know, Rob. I forgot. How many times did Kyrie Irving demand a trade out of Brooklyn? 2, 3? I mean, going on sabbatical, just doing whatever he wants, all around being a knucklehead. And then finally gets to Dallas where he gets to play with, I don't know, I would say arguably, well, no, I would say he gets to Dallas and he gets to play with the best offensive player in the NBA. How's that? Is that better? Because I know people say Luka doesn't play defense. Fine. He's the best offensive player in the league. And all of a sudden, the Mavs crater. Luka says he's not having fun. He's angry. And the finger pointing begins. And Rob, who the hell is going to want to pay Kyrie Irving in the offseason after all he does is ruin any franchise he goes to? That's what he's up to right now. He is detonating Dallas from the inside. It is a train wreck. For the Mavs to go from the conference finals to out of the playoffs, the blame is on one guy. Some people are going to say, Jason Kidd. Oh, Jason Kidd's too hard on Luka. Get out of here. Get out of here. This is about Kyrie Irving, and this is what he does anywhere he goes, because he always makes it about Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving is about himself. He's not about teamwork. He's about his layups and his points and whatever he's doing off the court. I'm sure he's got some good stuff going on. With the foundations and being a good leader to certain amount of people off the court. But I don't know, folks. Rob, I know you like to say future Laker Kyrie Irving. If they bring him here, my gosh, the Lakers deserve all the smoke that they get from Kyrie Irving.
I feel like that was a direct shot at me. You know, because you and I were talking before we started recording, and I was like, you know, I think it's more Jason Kidd than Kyrie. You're like, that's stupid. You know that it's all about Kyrie Irving. Let me just say this. Why is Luka Doncic escaping blame in all of this? I understand the Kyrie aspect. I get it. His history, his track record suggests that he deserves some sort of blame, because even if he's a model teammate, we don't know that he could be. I have no idea. His numbers are fine, except for yesterday's loss. I think he's like 28-8 on 40% from three. So he's been good. He's been great on the court. But we don't know what it's like behind the scenes. So he could be a great teammate. He could be a bad teammate. We don't know. But because his history suggests that every locker room he's into is chaotic and, you know, contentious, we'll say, I understand why you would blame him. I just don't understand, though, how Luka Doncic can escape criticism. Jason Kidd told us a year ago, Luka Doncic doesn't participate on defense, and we're not going to win unless he does. He said that in game 2 against Phoenix, I believe, when they torched him on a pick and roll over and over and over and over and over. Ultimately, it ended up working out because they won that series. They get to Golden State and Golden State exposes him again. This season, they weren't even a good defense to begin with. Like last year's team, they played defense other than Luka because you had Dorian Finney-Smith was playing hard. You know, their wings, Reggie Bullock was okay, you know, defensively. Maxi Kleber, it doesn't seem like he's an athletic guy, but he's actually a decent defender. And then this season, they've fallen off a cliff. And I, in my opinion, teams take on the personality of their best player. Luka Doncic does not care about defense. Kyrie Irving does not really care too much about defense. So it would make sense that before the trade, they were a bad defense. They get rid of their best defensive player, Dorian Finney-Smith. Kyrie comes over. They're even smaller than they were before. So, of course, they're even worse defensively. Until you start buying in and showing some level of commitment on that side of the ball, you're not going to win anyways. So I know it's easy to poke holes at Kyrie Irving, but I think Luka Doncic has to wear just as much of the blame as Kyrie.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
So let me tell you the top defensive teams so far this season. Number one, Cleveland Cavs. I think we would agree they ain't winning the title unless something insane happens. Number two, Memphis. Maybe Ja's return will spark them. Number three is Milwaukee. Number four, Boston. Number five, Philly. Those are three of the five best teams in the league. But Denver, currently 18th in the league in Denver, leading the West. Phoenix is ninth. Dallas is 23rd. Now, for whatever reason, I'm not able to pull up the defensive efficiency stats from last season because I'm trying to see if there has been a distinct fall off. Okay, here we go. Last year, Dallas was sixth. Oh, Rob, you could be onto something. Yeah, imagine that. Losing your best wing defender to double down on offense kind of sort of matters. But at the same time, how would you characterize Jason Kidd? Defensive coach or not really? Offensive coach? Because if I look at Luka's stats, his field goal percentage is up from 45 to 49. His 3-point is 35 to 34. Not a real difference. Free throw is 74 to 73. His rebounds are a little down. His assists are a little down. His turnovers are significantly down, and his scoring is up. So if you just look at those stats, I don't think you could put any of the blame on Luka. If you want to pin it on Jason Kidd, you can. But who do you think is more likely to survive? Jason Kidd.
Oh, yeah.
Or Kyrie Irving.
Oh, Kyrie.
Well, you think they're going to try to extend him if they miss the playoffs?
No, I think that they're more likely to keep Kyrie than Jason Kidd. I think they are pot committed to Luka Doncic. Like, I know a lot of people like Mark Cuban because of the Shark Tank, and he's, you know, he was on Entourage a few times. He makes cameos in this show and that show, whatever. But history tells us they do a really, really bad job in Dallas of attracting and keeping all-star level talent. There was a reason why they kept striking out, that DeAndre Jordan. Remember that whole situation?
Oh, where, that was embarrassing.
You know, they had to barricade him in his house. Darren Williams is from Texas. Couldn't get him. Couldn't get Dwight Howard. He ended up going to Houston, of all places, instead of Dallas. You know, like, the list goes on and on. They're never able to land the big fish. So now they have one in hand, Luka Doncic, and it seems like they've made the wrong decision at every turn in terms of how to keep him happy. I mean, you know, they get rid of Jalen Brunson, they lose him for nothing, which is even worse than getting rid of him because they lost him for nothing. They acquire Christian Wood, who Jason Kidd, it seems, has hated him since they've gotten him because he doesn't play any defense either. And now in a panic, because they know that they have to keep Luka happy, they acquired Kyrie Irving, who doesn't help them defensively, also needs the ball as much as Luka Doncic to be the best version of himself, and is very mercurial, to put it lightly.
Oh, so look at SAT vocabulary word on a Monday.
Right. That's San Diego. That could have been at San Diego State. It could have been there.
SDSU, baby.
It could have been there. But like, they are so all in on keeping Luka happy that they have no other avenues to improve their team, I don't think, unless they re-sign Kyrie. There's no other star.
But I'll tell you right now, Kyrie ain't staying in Dallas, dude. Come on.
Not even for the bag? Because it's clear in Brooklyn that if they would have given him a fully guaranteed
bag. It's weird. I got to get out of NCAA tournament mode and NBA playoff mode because I'm not in NBA free agency mode. And what can the Mavs do to get better quickly? I don't think trying to run it. Well, I'm sure there's some people who are like, you know what? You know, they only got 2 months together. What do you expect? I'm sure someone would call up an example. Remember when they traded for this person, a team, and it didn't work, but then this in with the full year, with the full offseason, you know, well, Luka's not going to be around in the offseason. You think Kyrie Irving is going to be around in the offseason to work together the way quarterbacks work with all the young receivers and do those fun, like, team bonding events? You think Kyrie Irving is a team bonding guy? You give him the bag, you can just forget it. That would just be flushing money. There's no way, if I'm the Dallas Mavericks, I'm keeping Kyrie Irving around. I know you don't want to give Luka too much power, but I think you absolutely have to have a serious sit down with Luka and your cap guy and some of the numbers analytics guys they've got in Dallas and be like, yo, this is what's working, this is what's not. At this point, you can't suddenly expect Luka to become a great defensive player. I think you've got to go out and find the 3-and-D wings that you lost in Dorian Finney-Smith. Now, all this is moot if all of a sudden the Mavericks get in the play-in, Kyrie turns it on, Luka turns it on, and they make a little run, which is possible, right?
I guess.
Didn't New Orleans get out of the play-in and then they gave Phoenix a lot of trouble last year?
Yeah, but they also had former Laker Brandon Ingram doing work.
Oh, yeah, Brandon Ingram. He can't hold Kyrie Irving or Luka's jockstrap, bro.
And what was it, Jose? What is Alvarado's nickname? GTA, right? Grand Theft Alvarado, because he would hide in the corner and steal the ball. Like, he really got under Chris Paul's skin in that series.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best you can say from a team is they gave him a scare. I mean, I don't know if that really counts.
I think they won two games, did they not?
Yeah,
just
I think
one?
They lost in six. But did anyone really think the Pelicans were going to do anything? It was just cool that they took two games, you know? It was like when the Clippers took two from the KD Warriors.
Yeah.
You thought, the Clippers did.
We'll wrap up with this. Rob, this is so tough. If I told you, you know, like NCAA Final Four is like just not that enticing, right? If I told you these are your play-in games, give me the interest level. First up, Bulls-Raptors. No, right? I can't imagine you're into Bulls Raptors in the East. The winner of that would then play the winner of Hawks Heat, right? Yeah, Hawks and Heat. Man, Hawks, it's going down. Both for Luka and Trae Young. Remember, Trae Young made the conference finals 2 years ago. They backslid. Then they added DeJounte Murray. And now
gave up all those picks.
Huh?
They gave up all those picks for Murray. Yeah.
So this is the Western Conference playoffs. OKC Lakers. I'm telling you, that's not a layup for the Lakers in the first play-in game. OKC's given them fits. And I would assume Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who doesn't do back-to-backs for whatever reason, I would assume he's going to play. I think he did a back-to-back recently. I'm sorry for taking a jab. And then somehow the Pelicans, who won't quit and have won four in a row with your guy, Brandon Ingram, no Zion, them and the Timberwolves. Like, those aren't that interesting. Now, if you put tosses, if you can sub out OKC, give me Luka and Kyrie, and you can bring Zion back, that's and you know, Anthony Edwards and Kat, those are four really good teams. Still on track for Warriors, Kings, Suns, Paperclips. I don't know, man. Rob, if it's Denver and Memphis in the conference finals, like, we'll watch, right? But and I don't want to be like the snob who only cares about the Lakers, but I just know, guys, this is how podcasts work. Remember, subscribe, rate, and review. Notice how I stopped doing that for like a year? It's just, we did it early.
They're already subscribing, rating, and reviewing.
The pod's humming along.
Yeah.
But Rob, like, I don't know. When you see a podcast description, Nuggets Grizzlies series tipping off, like predictions, like, is anybody listening to that?
Oh, we're down 15%. We're down. We're down immediately. If that's the headline in any of the podcast titles we put out, we're down 10% from whatever the day before
was. Now, if it's going, and again, I know you guys are going to say, well, that's wrong. You should just, well, no. The numbers say, if you do a pod, an Aaron Rodgers take, all of a sudden people are more likely to click it. I mean, there's a lot of options in the podcast world. So, for instance, tomorrow, if there's some Aaron Rodgers stuff, if there's NFL draft rumors or scuttlebutt, like, it's just weird. Like, I would love to talk Sacramento Kings, and I do want to get a Kings guest on this week, but I don't know how that's going to go over. Sometimes, you know, you got to step outside the box and not care what the audience wants. Yes, yes, Jason, you always talk about it. Your kids don't want to eat vegetables, but you make them because they have to. Yeah, I get it. Slightly different when you're talking about your health and podcast listens, you know? But I want to make this a destination where it isn't about the title. You just want to hear me ramble about my kids dominating youth sports. And they're not dominating. I should just toss that in. All right, Rob. Overall, how was the weekend for you, man? Anything? Did you go to Disney again? I know you're like Mr.
No, we're doing that later today for my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, babe. It's her birthday.
Wow. She's
avid listener of the pod, which means that she walks around the house while I'm recording it, which is to the extent that she listens to the podcast.
I do get a lot of interesting comments. A buddy of mine who came to our girls' basketball championship, which I was so happy to see him. I mean, listen, they're friends with my assistant coach. I'm friendly with him and the wife and the kids. He asked me out of the blue, I always wonder what Rob G looks like. And my brother has asked the same thing. Like, what is Rob G like? Because, you know, they hear you, but you're not like visible out there everywhere. We're going to start adding videos, obviously, guys. So Rob G will be on some of them. The guest will be on some of them. I'll have to put a shirt on. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
All right. That's a long one for Monday. We're back tomorrow. Who the hell knows what we're talking about? But I guarantee you it won't be the Denver Nuggets or Florida Atlanta. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.